are taking a risk here. Who knows if this audio is going to be usable? But you already know what it is! Hello. Welcome to the ADHD Deep Dive, the show that's not about ADHD, but is filled with proof it exists. My name is David J. Mund, and I'm about to get into a major car accident on the highway. Probably not. I think that if you are listening to this the day it comes out, then it is appropriate to say, Merry Christmas! Woo! We did it! We made it to another Santa year! Santa Day? That's what I meant. We made it. It is currently December 24th, which means that's Christmas Eve. I'm just saying things you already know to fill the space. I am currently on my way downstate, except I guess it's overstate from where I live now. I'm used to it being downstate because I grew up north. But I'm going to do the Mund family Christmas right now on this, our Christmas Eve, 2023. I don't do this often, the Mund family Christmas. Maybe that's for a different discussion. Main thing is I've only done it a handful of times over the last 10 years, just for whatever reasons, you know, the pandemic, then, you know, me living in New York, and then me holding resentments for whatever personal reasons towards people who share my namesake. Anyways, yeah, Merry freaking Christmas. It's going to be a short one. There's no snow out here. Who knows if this audio is even close to usable. I am currently using a new microphone that is not new. Not even new to me, but it's new to being used. I've had it since I bought this camera. So what? This is when the stimulus checks came in 2020. Let me take a sip of my freaking Starbucks. Hold tight. Anyways, I believe that either this microphone came with the camera or I bought it separately. Either way, I wasn't sure what type of batteries it took, and it's taken me almost four years to do the research on discovering what batteries it actually took. Here we are. I just didn't want to hold the microphone while driving anymore. That seemed relatively unsafe. And I've had comments from people saying that, you know, whatever multitude of things, it's unsafe, it's unseemly, it looks bad. You know what looks bad? This extremely dark shot. But whatever, people, it's freaking Christmas, okay? It's the most wonderful time. I'm not going into song. It's going to be a short one today. You know, I just thought we got a streak of videos going. I really liked the last podcast episode where we talked all about aliens and the infamous Reddit throwawalian story, which if you are not familiar with, please check out the most recent episode. I don't know, it was a little bit different than these normal solo rambling episodes. I wanted there to be some substantive content for people who have not listened to this podcast before, who are not familiar with me or my personhood, my personality. And I thought maybe it was a nice little, you know, glimpse into my obsessions and otherwise, whatever. I've got the dogs in the back. They are currently sleeping. Whenever I'm on the highway, or ever, actually, whenever I have them in the road, on the road, you know what? No, I was going to grab the camera to see if maybe I could show you, but that feels unsafe. The way that I have them positioned is they're each on either side of the back seat, which has three seats, in this Kia Soul. And they've got their harnesses on. Then their leashes are tied around the back seat. I'm sorry about the road noise, by the way. It's very bumpy. I, again, have no idea if this microphone is in any way bad or terrible at picking up this external sound. It's a pointed microphone. It's just mounted right to the top of the camera, so it should just be focused right at where I'm talking. Anyways, I'm filling the app. Just talking about nonsense. All that to say, my dogs... Do I even need to say? Like, do I need to continue talking about what I'm talking about? Or am I just filling the space just to talk? My dogs in the back seat, harnessed on either side of the back seat, their leashes are tied around the backrests or the headrests so that they are fastened tightly in place. And then those harnesses are hooked to the leashes so that my dogs have seat belts. My dogs are seat belted in, is what I could have said at the beginning. My dogs are seat belted in. Merry Christmas! My dogs are safe. Shit. I don't know if I should really identify with the word Grinch, but since it's the holiday, let's go ahead and use that as the analogy. It's not so much that I hate Christmas or that I despise Christmas. Or even like, I don't know, is pagan the right one? Whatever. The religious tradition that is Christmas. I don't really have issues with all of that. And I know that it's annoying for people to, like, yuck your yum. So, like, I'm not here to shit on Christmas. It's just not something that I don't particularly enjoy or look forward to. Instead, it's actually the opposite. But not for the typical, like, whatever, man, it's a capitalist creation just made to make us spend money. Although that is part of it. That is part of my issue with it. But the main thing is that just, like, every year I seem to have just not enough to get the people in my life who I would like to get gifts for, gifts. I really want to buy, like, my siblings some gifts, some of the loved ones in my life. I take people out to dinner around this time of year, and I just kind of can't financially, and so it's sort of a bummer. Like, every year I am blessed with some sort of gift from someone that ends up being actually really important to me. And I know that Christmas gifts aren't just about going to the store and buying a gift and then giving to someone. You can make something or, you know, a thoughtful gesture or whatever goes that same long way. But I just think there's some sort of pressure when it comes to receiving a gift that is like, man, I wish I could give you something back right now. And I can't do that right now, just for whatever financial situation. However, if I want to talk about projections or manifestations or like what I would like to do going forward, I know. I don't think, I don't hope. I must convince myself that I know that things won't always be like this. I have to believe that my financial situation will change, that I won't always be constantly late on rent or my car bill or my phone bill, that I will book the dream gigs that I believe that I deserve to book, that my band,
segue,
Midwest Skies, will have the most breakout phenomenal year of its professional career, therefore trickling down to the best professional, or the best year of my professional career, my creative career. I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish that, yes, yeah, whatever, money doesn't buy happiness, I get that, blah, blah, blah. But money makes it easier to afford rent and bills while I therefore try to do the things I'm trying to do with my life. But again, if I want to convince myself in the belief that manifestation is possible. Or that manifestation is a helpful tool. Then yeah, I gotta say, next year is gonna be even better than this year was. Overall, my mental health has improved tenfold over the last 2 years since I've moved to Grand Rapids. When I moved out here, I was... take a sip of coffee before I go into that. When I moved out here, I was in a really bad place. Fuck it. Let's use the vulnerability on the podcast. Everybody knows who's listening anyway, I think, at this current time, so whatever. Transparency, honesty, vulnerability, it's all important. I was engaged at the beginning, well, in the middle of 2020. No, in October of 2020, I got engaged. 2021. Shit. I can't even remember my own story. In October of 2021, I was engaged to be married. And let me tell you, I'm already divorced. Like, I was divorced before the engagement. I keep buying people rings. What am I doing? Anyways, in October of 2021, I got engaged. In November of 2021, I was cheated on and therefore no longer engaged, no longer in a relationship. And I fled, and rather than face my demons and the ultimate fear of abandonment, and yeah, straight up being cheated on, that's a big fear of mine. All that came true, and rather than face that head on in the town that it happened to me in, I just left for greener pastures. But the last time I left for greener pastures was when I got divorced, and I fled to New York City, and that was way too big. I loved it. I've already talked about it on the podcast. It was just way too much, way too soon. And I just wasn't ready for that type of thing. Anyways, this time around, I fled to Grand Rapids, Michigan, to my out-of-state listeners. In hopes that, I don't know, I could just ease my way out of the pandemic in a slightly bigger city. But a significantly smaller city when put up against New York City. And let me tell you, quite frankly, if I'm being honest, I was on the cusp of suicide. And I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. In fact, I'm sure I have. But for whatever reason, I just don't really feel like... It's Christmas, man! I shouldn't talk about that! Come on! Merry Christmas! But, ho, 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 a bitch doesn't want to kill himself now. Woo! I think. I think. I don't know. Am I happy? I allow myself to be happy from time to time. But am I suffering from chokehold I was in the confines of my own mind? No. Not anymore. Not right now. I am susceptible to it. But right now, I think I'm doing okay. Got my dogs in the back, who I'm going to reach back and pet right now, whom I love very, very much, who loved me very, very much. I am exponentially expanding my network of creative friends and compadres and acquaintances. I'm in a band that not only was I a fan of, but is now doing, I think, technically on paper, better than it ever has. I just, you know, if I allow myself to be happy, then I can be like, David, you're doing all right, kid. You're doing okay. Now, it's 6 months when I turn 30, and I start spiraling into the existential crisis that is me. Take this clip, remind me, and be like, hey, 6 months ago, you said you were happy. Now, when you're looking into the camera right now and saying that you're miserable and you've always been miserable and nothing could ever make you happy, and for 30 years you felt nothing but suffering and pain, you're just being a baby. You're just being a baby. Right now, I am happy. And a motherfucker better not forget. I don't know why I'm talking like this today. I'm hyped. Hyped? No. Excited? Well, hyped, yes. Hyper? I feel like, 29, I shouldn't use those words. Am I hyper? No. I'm sleepy. I'm delirious. And that's making me wacky. I woke up this morning to a shelf full of plants falling off the wall and shattering. So, that was a bit of a bummer. In fact, the plant that fell, if there was an ad, I believe there was probably an ad read. Go to KATANDCREW, catandcrew.com, enter the promo code Monday, get 10% off your first purchase, if I didn't already say that. But the skull planter that I was so caringly gifted by Cat and Crew fell off the wall today and shattered at 6 in the morning. And now I'm going to be gone for 2 days. And I won't be there to see if anything is slowly dying. I repotted it. It's gonna die. It's not gonna die. It's my favorite, one of my favorite plants, man. It looks so good. I'm so upset. So upset that it fell and crashed. But it's Christmas, so whatever. Let's stop being a big baby. Hey, whatever. Let's freaking wrap this thing up, yeah? I love you so much. I don't know. Let's talk about what next month is going to look like, because I don't know how things are going to go. Of course, next week is New Year. The new year. Will I do a podcast for the new year? I don't know. Maybe I'll do like a best of. That would be cool. We'll see. Maybe. Anyways, but holy shit, I cannot remember what I was gonna say here. At the end, I was gonna wrap up the show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to Death Valley in a couple of weeks, and I don't know, and I'll be gone for about a week and a half, so I don't know if there will be a podcast for the next couple of weeks. But tune in. I mean, you're subscribed. A few things I do want to say, if you've made it this far, if you could please for me, I am quite literally begging you, if you listen on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, not only rate and review this podcast, you know, follow, subscribe, whatever you got to do on that particular platform, but also specifically the YouTube channel, please click subscribe, even if you don't watch the video version. And now, even though I don't 100% know what I'm going to be doing with it yet, I have soft launched a Patreon. I think you can just become a free member and there will be free stuff that comes out. I'm not really particularly hyped on like creating Patreon exclusive content quite yet, because I can barely create the non-exclusive YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast version, and wherever you get your podcasts. But I believe that you can follow the Patreon, which is, I think it's just / David J. Mund. But to be clear, you're probably going to want to tap the link in the description. The hope is to, like, release episodes early there when there becomes a demand for it. But if you want to subscribe in a monetary way or support in a monetary way, membership is just $1. Just $1. So I think at a certain point, the paying Patreon members will get exclusive content. But for right now, I think the hope is in the future for the Patreon, whether it's free or the $1 subscription or whatever, membership rather, to just be early access. But we'll see. We'll test that out in the future. For now, you've given me the greatest gift, and that is the gift of your 20-minute attention span for today. Sometimes it's an hour and a half. Sometimes, even though technically it's an hour and a half, you only stick around for 10 minutes. I see you in the metrics. That's fine. Engagement numbers are analytics I have to pay attention to, and sometimes, boy, does that number hurt. But gotta keep going. Gotta keep doing the podcast. This is year one. I've been doing the podcast for just over a year. I have not made it to 50 episodes yet because I've skipped a few. And that shortens it down from 52 weeks to whatever we are now. I think, what is this, 47? But we're getting there. Closing in on 50. And before you know it, it'll be year three. And I'll have 100,000. Okay, 100,000 is a bit much. 10,000 to 50,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel. Fuck it. 2026 ambitions. Okay. 2024 ambitions? 100 subscribers on the YouTube channel. 100. 2025? 500. 2026? I shot for 100,000. What the fuck? Whatever. 1,000 to 10,000. Let's go 10,000. 10,000 would be so cool. 10,000 subscribers. Fuck it. Merry Christmas. I love you so much. And I'll see you either next week, but definitely next year.